live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You, of course, can bring up anything that you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, since we're talking about opinions, so we're talking about robots and sex, as well as some other robotic-related opinion poll results here. But also, Mark, I know you had a couple of opinion polls that you wanted to share with us, people's opinions about political parties and maybe even marijuana legalization in Colorado. So I have one of those ready when we get to that. But more on the robot sex. One out of five, almost one out of five, Britons, say they would have sex with an android. We're not sure how many Americans would say the same thing, but others are concerned. 41% say they think the concept of sexual intimacy with a robot is creepy, and another 14% said they don't think robots should be used in such a manner. So as of right now, it looks like there's a majority of Britons who are saying that they're not so sure about this whole sex with a robot thing. This sounds weird to them, and maybe even wrong to them. One half, almost one half, 46% said they thought technology was proceeding too quickly and uprooting traditional life values. And you were defending this a moment ago, Mark. You were saying that people having a phone, if they're in a room with what are purported to be their friends and everybody's on their phone, you're saying that means the phone is making people's lives better, and so therefore it's totally fine that human connections have disintegrated.
Who said human connections have disintegrated? This is just some conclusion that people that don't like that their kids are on their phone, don't like that they can't control the fact that they've given a phone to a kid and then the kid stays on the phone. I mean, I
think that's all this is about. I mean, I've been in a place with people my age who were on phones, and, you know, I like to make a joke about it, like, oh, phone party, because it's kind of funny, because people know that they're disconnecting from other people. Even though they're connecting online with somebody else, it's not really the same, is it?
I don't think it's the same. No, yeah. I don't. I think that it's a different interactivity. The, you know, here, first rule of keeping a party going is don't be boring. Here's an indication that you might be being boring. Somebody's, drifting off and looking at their phone. But when I was a kid, I had my Walkman, on my ears, and I wasn't tuned into what the adults were doing. Didn't want to be in their world. So, you know, I'm just nonplussed, I guess.
35% said they're afraid of unmanned military drones. 42% say teachers will be robots soon. The professor at the University of Middlesex who oversaw the study, Martin Smith, told The Guardian, quote, "While many of us worry about the role of technology and machines in modern society, robots are increasingly being developed for important roles that will help protect and improve our lives. As with the android policeman in a new TV series, Almost Human, it is true that robots are being increasingly used for tasks that put human lives at risk. A computer-controlled machine can be programmed to approach a terrorist in a suicide vest or clear a building overtaken by gunmen." So, the expert told The Guardian, nearly one-third of those surveyed also expressed concerns that robots will be taking over key jobs once occupied by human beings.
This always tickles me. You know, let's not have electricity because the candlestick makers might lose their jobs. We can't have cars. What will the farriers do? Oh, please. This is the oldest and most boring of the complaints when it comes to technology. Sorry, I've got no use for that one. Oh, computers might take some of our jobs. Thank God. Maybe you can get one that's not so darn boring then.
It's certainly something that has faced people in various manufacturing positions and other jobs over the years is automation. Automation comes in, humans go out. And
automation makes things cheaper. What do you work for? Money. Yep. Now you'll be able to buy more of the things you want with less money. This is one of the things that kind of gets missed in the income gap argument that's out there. You know, they say the rich are getting richer and the poor are staying stagnant. Well, one thing you got to look at is that you can buy more with less than these days.
So the poor are wealthier now than they would have been 100 years ago, far more so.
Well, absolutely. If you look at how long a person works for a whole chicken in 19... 14 versus how long a person works for a whole chicken today, it's significantly lower.
That's interesting.
And then you factor in things like processed foods that make food more efficient. I'm not saying I eat processed food. I'm just saying you can live on it.
Yep.
I mean, you can go to McDonald's and get a couple of you have a meal for $2, off the 99-cent meal. Drink water. Get to whatever sandwiches off the 99-cent thing, and you're full for a meal.
You know, it's funny. There is sort of this seeming contradiction here where, on one hand, there's a certain group of people out there who would love to have this robot-run society, right, where we've heard about the Venus Project folks, mm-hmm. where there's this centrally controlled system. People live in these concentric circles, designed cities. There's this vision for all these robots doing almost all the manual labor tasks. And then all the humans have to do is sit around, eat bonbons all day or whatever, make artwork and play in the pool or whatever it is that people would do as their leisure time. And that's all there would be leisure time. But yet, on the other hand, when robots come in to automate jobs, which would be the process, right? Like that, if you want
to, you have to do it.
Right, if you want to get to that society where all you have to do is just goof off all day, then at certain points, robots are going to have to take over more and more jobs for people to do. So, how are you going to get to that society if you don't want? If you keep protesting every time robots come about, they can take people's jobs.
Who cares what people protest about? It doesn't matter. Not one of these protests have ever mattered.
It's true.
When you take a look at from the Luddites, the original term in Great, in England, they went around breaking. They didn't like the fact that cottage industry was moving into the assembly line and the industrial age. They went around breaking factory machines and stuff like that, destroying people's property. And people have been, I remember when I was a kid, the Japanese are going to take our jobs. And then the complaint was, oh, but it's not because the Japanese, it's the robots are building. And robots are building cars. There's no doubt about it. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. There's more precision now.
That's
the
right.
American car industry has safer. Come back. And that's a wonderful thing. I just, all this to do about nothing. When you look at the grocery store, people will say, oh, you can't go use those checkouts because you're driving, those automated checkouts because you're driving the cashiers out of a job. You know, I go up to the cashier, you get this glazed-eyed teenager looking at, did you find everything you're looking for? I guess. Okay, plastic or paper? Like, I am dealing with a robot.
That's mean.
I'm getting
not a nice thing to say.
All right,
sometimes
I'm getting somebody
cashiers
who's automated.
Are very nice.
What's that?
Sometimes the cashiers are very nice.
I'm getting someone who's automated in their activity. How's
and
that?
There's something to be said for having a nice cashier. However, I will go where the line is the shortest, and usually that's at the robot counters.
I never get to go to the robot counters because my wife, most of the things she sends you to the store for are produce, and you got to weigh that stuff.
It's too much work for you?
No, I don't know that you can. I don't know how to use it.
You've never been through the robot counter because you were worried about weighing the produce?
I didn't think that. They have to punch things in.
Yes, okay. So, Mark, let me school you on how these robot checkouts work, at least at the places I've been to. They have the weighing device there on each of these machines, and there's a little bit of work involved. I mean, when you're doing that, you are being the cashier, and you are being the bagger, essentially. So they've got you doing the work. Anyway, when you're doing that, you have to read the PLR or PLU code or something, I think it is, PLU. And most of the fruits and veggies will have the code on them on a sticker. Those that don't, they've got a little rotating thing that you can look at and look up the code for, plum tomatoes. And then you punch in that code. It says, all right, well, weigh this thing. And you put it on there, and it gets the weight, and then it calculates it, and that's it. So it's fairly efficient.
What about my box of wine that I get now and then?
Well, that's why they have the clerk who sort of oversees.
Yeah, but I'm going at 10:30 at night when I leave the show, so there's no clerk.
Well, that's true.
The clerk that oversees is the person that's at the line.
Well, if that's true, they probably shut down the robot.
No, they're there. They got the lights on.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's all I know about it. I like the robot.
You have taught me something. Thank you.
I like the robot checkout things because, like I said, usually they're easier to get through as far as there's not as many people there. But on the other hand, I do understand the idea of there's that human being, and it's nice to have human connections, even if it's just quickly in a store. for 5 minutes or whatever. 855 450-FREE. But how do you feel? You're welcome to share your thoughts with us about the future, because robots certainly seem to be the future. Like, that's not really going on a limb there. They're going to change a whole lot about our lives, as technology tends to do. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, especially if you have any opinions on robots and technology taking over our lives. Is it a problem that people are spending a bunch of time on their cell phones these days rather than actually talking in reality to other human beings? Or is that just A-OK and it's fine and, you know, it doesn't bother you at all? Certainly doesn't seem to bother a lot of people. And it really, obviously, I spend a lot of time on technological devices as well. I'm as guilty of it probably as anybody else, but I still do share the concern that maybe it is, you know, maybe technology is kind of a detriment to real human connection, and that could be a problem. But you're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. On the other hand, technology in a lot of ways brings us together for things that otherwise we wouldn't have been able to do. So here in New Hampshire, we're here, as for instance, as part of the Free State Project, which was an internet-based movement of people coming together in physical reality. Mm. So in that case, technology made people being physically close a possibility. It created a community that never likely would have existed had it not been for the internet. So it's certainly a double-edged sword, you know, of course, because even within that community of people who've now physically come together, there are still people who will sit in a room and sit on phones. So, you know, it's happening on both sides, I guess. And another thing that technology can do is it can improve your life financially. Bitcoin, for instance, if you're a business owner and you have a physical business location, you've been thinking about integrating Bitcoin into your business, accepting people, your customers who want to pay with Bitcoin, or maybe new customers who will be your customers if you accept Bitcoin. You've got to have the tools to do this, though. You have to have merchant software to make it easy, because you don't want to have your employees having access to your Bitcoin wallet. You don't want them to be able to send money from your Bitcoin wallet. No. You want them to be able to receive into your Bitcoin wallet. That's fine. So you need a special software that can do that. Blockchain.info has just come out with that software. You can go to blockchain.com, actually. Blockchain.info is their kind of their regular average person website. Blockchain.com is their business owner website. That's where you go if you want to get the merchant app that blockchain.com has put out. And then, you know, put it on your cell phone or put it on an Android-based larger device like a tablet. Maybe mount that tablet up at the point of sale, and then you can make it easy for your customers to pay with Bitcoin with their app. And there is, by the way, no terms of service, no identification requirements to get started. You just jump right in. Right. There's no fees to accept the Bitcoin. So blockchain.com is where you can go to grab that software. Let's go to Carson. He's in Columbus, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Carson.
Hey, I just wanted to take issue with one of Mark's comments from the last segment. Your comment about food being cheaper. While I do agree with you that if you look 100 years ago, if you look over the past 20 years, that's just simply not true. The minimum wage, the average minimum wage, has not kept up with the cost of inflation and the rising food prices. Not even to talk about the price of gas. In Ohio, the minimum wage is $7.95, and it's been that since at least I moved out of state briefly in 2008. So part of what the protest about the income gap is, the fact that food is more expensive and cost of living has gone up and wages haven't gone up.
So, you know, when we're looking at minimum wage, you're often not looking at a head of household. You're not looking at somebody who's running their household. You're looking at somebody who's getting into the workplace, somebody who's, you know, snuck across the border.
I have to disagree with you. I can think of at least 10 people.
That's anecdotal. There are fewer than 10. I'm sorry, that's anecdotal. There's fewer than 10% of people that are, you know, that get minimum wage are heads of household. And I wonder about those households. I'm really kind of interested. What are those households like? Because I can't imagine anybody could run a household on minimum wage. I don't know how you do it.
Put it there, without getting into specifics, one of my friends has her and her husband worked they work 3.5 jobs. Because she takes in clothing and stuff to tailor. And they're on a lot of assistance programs, and they go to a lot of food banks, and it's still one paycheck away from, you know, having a crisis situation.
Every American.
If you look at the 100 years ago, yes, the price of, you had to work longer to eat a whole chicken, but I
think Carson's making a good point here.
When you look at
with people's concerns over the wage gap.
Well, with the wage gap, the wage gap is this difficult thing because the fact is your money does buy more. 20 years ago when I was in high school, I use this example all the time. A bottle of alcohol was $1. It was 99 cents at the drugstore.
Like rubbing alcohol?
Rubbing alcohol was 99 cents at the drugstore. Now you can get it for less than like 25 cents at Walmart.
Well, there's no doubt that some things have gotten cheaper, but I mean, wouldn't you agree that Carson's right?
That's a consumer-based item.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that Carson's right? That a lot of food has gone up pretty significantly in just the last decade, but the last 20 years.
The consumer price index is a mess.
You know, like one of the better example, a pound of hamburger, because I buy a lot of hamburger, and I know the price like the back of my hand. When I was 18 years old, when I first started shopping on my own, hamburger was about between $2.50 and $2.79 a pound. Now I'm lucky if I can get it for $3.75 a pound on sale. Usually
I don't know how long ago when you were 18 was.
I'm sorry. I'm 28 years. I was 18 in 2000.
10 years.
So
In 10 years. And, you know.
Price of bread's up?
No doubt. Food's going up. There's no doubt about it.
Ice cream, yogurt.
So I'm just saying.
How many people are staying at minimum wage? I don't know. I mean, every time they move the minimum wage, they kind of mess things up.
Carson, final thoughts. Go ahead.
Next time you kind of poo-poo people who are talking about the income gap and the 99%,
they're not going to get the rich people's money, though, Carson. I mean, that's the point here.
I'm not saying they're going to be successful. I'm just saying you made it sound like they have no legitimate complaint. And I was just pointing out that they do have a legitimate complaint.
I think Carson's right about that.
They're going down the wrong rabbit hole, though. It's more fetishistic race, rich people hating, and the problem is the Federal Reserve devaluing the currency. Yes.
I have no problem with rich people.
I'm not claiming that you do. I'm claiming that people that make a big deal about the wage gap often are the same people that have the fetishistic rich people hating thing. The fact is that some people are rich because they've stolen their money. They've they've used the machinations of government to get where they were. Mm-hmm. Other people have provided goods and services to people to become wealthy. I don't think we should rob those people of their money, but that's what those people that are worried. Carson, let me finish my thought.
They're born into it. Or they've swindled their money using the government to enforce monopolies.
That's not true about all rich people.
That's right, Carson. Those rich people and their income gap, they got all that money from their parents. They've gotten it colluded with politicians. There's not a single rich person out there that's absolutely provided goods and services for people.
Thanks, Carson, for the sort of conversation. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are
that's
people
what I'm
out there.
About.
Right, yeah, I totally understand that. There are plenty of people out there who've made money by making people happy.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take your calls about what you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com. And when you go there, you'll see there are links to different ways to get tuned in because, you know, everybody's got a different kind of phone and there's different apps to listen to. TuneIn has to be the single easiest way to listen to Free Talk Live on your mobile device. There are alternatives. We'll go over some of those at m.freetalklive.com. But I think TuneIn's a great app, and they actually just redesigned their website to make it more social media friendly. So you know how we've been talking about how we'd love to have you share with your friends on like Facebook or Twitter when you're listening to Free Talk Live? Well, you can do that pretty easily with TuneIn's website now. You can sort of share out TuneIn. You can follow on TuneIn, and I think they've made some good improvements to the site. It was good before, but I think it's better now.
I've heard that you can see how many people are downloading particular shows. Can an individual see that and see like how many?
No. I think you can see the total number of followers though. Yeah, I'm sure you can see that because I was looking at it the other day. Anybody who's on TuneIn can see how many followers each show has. So that's kind of cool.
So tune in, people. Follow Free Talk Live.
Yes, please. Thank you for that. So again, tune in, great app available for pretty much every phone operating system. Windows Phone, Palm, you know, all the phones nobody has. Tune in's on all of those things. And, of course, iPhone as well as Android. So anyway, go to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com as we go to Howie or Howard listening in Pennsylvania on Skype. Hello, Howard.
Hey, gentlemen. I just wanted to say I really like TuneIn, and also Stitcher is a great app. I use TuneIn when I listen live, mostly.
We're on Stitcher as well. That's for podcast listening.
Stitcher is great for the next day to catch the past episodes. But my comment was about the work situation. You know, there's a lot of jobs that, and especially since 2008, since the economy went bad, I've always struggled with earning. And, you know, despite that I work hard, I've just never been able to have some of the skills that other people do in entrepreneurial and business things. I've always worked for other people, and I've struggled to get ahead, and I've often felt that I've been taken advantage of. And there's, like, jobs that all you want to do is get a guy that you can get, or anybody, to do the work for you, pay him the least you can pay him, that, you know, and that's it. You're not going to have – you're not looking at – it seems to me that these employers are looking for any kind of, like – long-term person that they're going to really take care of. They're just trying to make as much profit and keep the working costs down, you know, so they don't really care about the person they have working. And a lot of times the guy doing that job is doing like the hardest job that nobody wants to do.
Yep.
And they pay him less. Like, I worked in the restaurant industry. A line cook makes far less than like a front of the house employee, like a waiter or a waitress. And I would always get frustrated because I could see that they would make money in tips, and they were making far more money than the guys that were sitting in the back and in the hot kitchen slaving. And, you know, it all works out because that's the skill level and dealing with the customers and interactions. But my real question was, like, how much do you really think in nowadays, do you think the least amount a person can expect to earn and have a happy life and be productive? Like, I would say now it's like $45,000 or $50,000. I mean, would
an
you
individual?
Agree with that? Yes.
Well, the problem is that the United States is, of all the countries in the world, has the largest amount of single person households. So I think that this is an anomaly in the world. I really don't believe that that's how humans are supposed to live. I don't think they're supposed to have their own domicile and be away from other people. I think I read some statistics recently that said that in like the turn of the century, 1900s, that the average household was something like 4.5 people in a household. So you
what is it now?
That's a good
2.5 people in a household.
I mean, other cultures, you know, I mean, they'll have like 14 people living in a household all working together. So that's a great point. I understand that.
In which case, money will go further because you're combining costs. And
two can live more cheaply than one, and three can live more cheaply than two, and four can live more cheaply than three.
Let me rephrase that. As a family, a man and a woman or a couple or anybody who's trying to start a life and be, you know, because it's easier when there's two people trying to live than just one. So honestly, like, even in Florida where the cost of living is lower, like, I would say it can't be less than 35 or 40.
This is what this is going to sound like a cop out, but this is what I really believe. I think that whether you're happy or not depends on you, not the amount of money that you're making.
But you have to have a certain amount of money.
I mean, you do have to have a certain amount of money. It's at least in our culture you do. But you take a look at Howard. Hang on a sec. You take a look at the Peace Pilgrim, for instance. I mean, this is a woman who gave away all of her worldly possessions. She had a tunic and like a toothbrush and whatever, a couple things that she would put in her pocket. She had some pamphlets that would hand out. She didn't have much of anything. And that she traveled across the country multiple times over like 50 years and was able to do this relying simply on the kindness and generosity of others. She didn't know where she was going to eat. She didn't have any money to buy any food. She would just accept graciously whatever it was that was given to her, whether it was something to eat, whether it was a place to lay her head at night. That's how she would get through her life. And she was very happy, this lady.
That's so cool, Ian. You make me realize, like, I'm so thinking about what society tries to tell us what we need and all that. But, of course, like, I want to have food and shelter and to not live outside.
Yeah, and, well, she did live outside through some pretty tough times. I mean, that much is true. She did not have the most comfortable life. But, on the other hand, it worked out pretty well for her, all things considered.
Surprisingly, I read the same book, and it's, you know, surprising how she's just sort of able to do it for decade.
You know, she trusted that it would work out, and it did.
Howie, I think it would be very difficult for a man and a woman, and you know, to have a child and live in a domicile with on less than $35,000 a year. I think it would be difficult to do that.
Thanks, Howard. Appreciate your call tonight. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ben. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how are you guys?
Welcome, sir.
Well, you know, really kind of new. You know, I've been kind of watching everything that you guys have been doing up in New Hampshire. And to be honest with you, I'm really inspired right now. And
cool.
You know, there's been a lot. You know, I've been really following this stuff, you know, 3-4 years. And what kind of got me into it was I was originally put into this guy, I think, just thinking outside the box by... I was being recruited by the OTO, or the Order Templi Otis, or you guys familiar with him?
The what?
The Order Templi Otis.
Order Templi Otis? Can you spell that, please?
I would need to Google it to make sure I spelled that right.
Can you give us a shot? You know, shot in the dark, educated guess?
Yeah, give me just a second here. I know Aleister Crowley created it. It's kind of... Madame Blavatsky.
Wasn't Aleister Crowley one of the Illuminati or something like that?
Well, you know, I really don't know. I've heard a lot of different, you know, yeses and noes compared to that, so it's hard to tell. But
so what is it? Know, so here it is. It's the Ordo Templi Orientis. Is how it's pronounced, O-T-O. So what is it besides what its name is?
Well, you know, it's basically, you know, it kind of comes from Freemasonry a little bit. I did a lot of, pre-reading and, you know, thanks to the internet, I was actually able to figure out a lot of the later books, you know, books that you would normally take you a few years of reading before you could get to those books.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of skipped ahead and it kind of made me back out of the whole organization. But, you know, that's kind of what opened me up to the whole liberty idea, you know, that, you know, I started to realize through that, like, how much control really was over the people. And so I'm really excited now, you know, like, cause I was really starting to get, you know, the Ron Paul movement really got me excited.
All right, I want to talk to you further about this. Hang on, Ben, and still am curious about this Masonic Ordo Templi Orientis.
That thing.
Orientis. 855-450-FREE. We'll find out more about it. And maybe you want to share your thoughts. You're welcome to do so here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days. With just one capsule a day, be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com.
So Bitcoins are all over the news, but a lot of people don't know where to get them. Well, I'm going to tell you how. You go to cashintocoins.com. There's instructions there right on the website to make it clear for you. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal. They're a licensed MSB, licensed money transmitter. What is MSB? Money services business?
Something like that.
Yep. It's completely legal. It's inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. I've done a great deal of business with cashintocoins.com. Mm-hmm. You can trust them. You use either a money order or a check or wire transfer to send them money, and then they send you your Bitcoins. The rates are great. You can donate some of your fee to charity. And as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. So you can get into Bitcoin. You can start out by getting, I don't know, a millibit or two. And you can do it with no fee. Cashintocoins.com.
Okay, so we're going back to the phones here. Ben is in Virginia. And he started out his call saying he was looking into becoming part of the what is called the Ordo Templi Orientis, which I had not really heard of before, but I guess maybe I had come across it because I have looked at a couple of things about the Masons, which is apparently this is a Masonic-related organization, maybe even connected with the Illuminati. But what got you interested in this, Ben? Because it would seem like this is one of those things where, you know, you don't approach them, they approach you, but I don't really know. I mean, what do you? How did you learn about this, and what do you know about it?
To be honest with you, it was through Xbox, and I was playing with some friends. So, yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, I had a group of friends that I play Call of Duty with on a quite regular basis, and I got to know several of these guys over a multiple-year process. And I think I just, through normal conversation and the things that I care about and the things that I'm passionate about, just attracted me to them. You know, one of my friends was a pretty high-level individual within the group. And they've actually branched out, and they've created their own group now, so they're no longer a part of the OTO. But, you know, I don't want to really speculate too much into what they're into because I really don't know. You know, I never got far enough into the OTO to be able to speak about them, you know, to be able to...
Just to be clear, you're playing video games with a group of people. They informed you about them being part of the Ordo Templi Orientis, and it what, invited you? I mean, how did you, you know, begin the process? Because it sounded like you did some level of looking into it and then decided not to.
Absolutely. You know, it's a few-year process. You know, they give you a few books to read, you know, to just to kind of break you into the esoteric and, you know, and about just, you know, thinking outside the box. And, you know, if I would suggest anything for anybody that's interested in anything like that, would be a book called The Fourth Way. It absolutely changed my life. It was really amazing stuff. It was written by an author named Ospensky. Really, really neat stuff. It's just really about perspective and viewing things from a new way.
Okay.
So you looked into this, but for some reason you decided you didn't want to move forward with this. You said you discovered some things in other books that you weren't supposed to read yet. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I kind of, you know, I dabbled in. You know, I did research. There's quite a stuff out, you know, quite a few stuff out there on Google, you know, as far as the OTO is concerned. And not as much as I wanted, but there was some information out there. So that really made me to question my friends, you know, as far as like the ultimate goal and the end goal of the organization, you know, things like that. And
but what are you, you're beating around the bush a little bit. What are you getting at? Are these guys Satanists? What's the deal?
I really don't know. But it I was questionable enough about it to where I decided to leave it alone. But. Hmm. What I did.
Creepy. Now you found the Free State
That's
Project.
That's creepy, man. All right, go ahead. Yeah, what were you? So yeah, the Free State Project. You're excited about that?
I can tell you. You know, not much Satanism going on in the Free State Project.
Exactly. You know, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something, you know, that real people are doing now. I'm not looking for 20 years down the road. I'm looking for change today.
What is exciting to you about the Free State Project?
Oh, everything, man. You guys are up there. You guys are the front line of freedom today, man. You know, what's going on in New Hampshire from the research I've been able to do, it's amazing stuff. I'm really excited about CopLock. I'm really excited about Free King. You know, one thing I would like to see a little bit come out of that would be some more vets' rights stuff. I'm a veteran, so, you know, I have a lot of care about that. You know, but,
yeah, I think that's great. And we do have a number of veterans in the Free State Project, and I think it's always powerful. It shouldn't be, but it is when a veteran speaks against the state, because these are people who are from the perspective of a status, from the perspective of somebody who loves the state. It's harder for them to assail a veteran. They've got that card, that veteran card that they can play, and it makes it much more difficult to impugn that person's personality.
Oh, it was many years after I got out of the military before I started to wake up. I was definitely a part of the product.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you should come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think you'd have a real good time. Are you aware of that?
I am. I was really hoping to be able to work it out, but I just got hit with some really bad car issues, so I'm kind of stuck. But I think I'm going to be up there in probably August or September to visit.
Well, anytime you can come up to New Hampshire is a good time, because there's always something happening. There's always a group of people getting together for some social or activist purpose that you can tag along with in most of the cities, at least, certainly in, you know, Manchester, Keene, Nashua, those kind of places. So anytime you can come up to visit, it's always a good idea. You always want to let people know as well at, like, the Free State Project Forum, for instance, or the Shire Society Forum. Those are forum.freestateproject.org. And forum.shiresociety.com. That's a good place to find folks. There's some Facebook groups as well where you can connect with people. But even if you don't, you know, even if you don't have a car, it's still possible to get to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, depending. So, for instance, on the Free State Project Forum, and there's also a Porkfest group on Facebook. That's PORCFEST. There are these groups where you can go and you can post, well, I'm here in Virginia. Is there anybody driving up? Can I get a ride? And you'd actually be surprised. There are a number of people who, you know, they haven't ever met you before, but they're willing to give you a ride somewhere to, you know, this Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you want it to work out, it may actually work out for you if you just kind of put it out there. It's a possibility
okay,
for you.
I'll see what I can do, because I really want to be there. You know, I'm really excited about the whole movement. I'm from a town that's really we've got our own festival, Floyd Fest. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that. It's a big music festival here in Virginia.
Is that the one where they try to bust people trying to leave there? The cops?
Yeah, it has been kind of bad the last few years as far as that goes. There has been some of that going on. But the actual festival itself, if the state would just stay out of it, would be pretty awesome.
It sure would. Hey, Ben, thanks for your call tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire when you get up here. And, you know, interesting, the Ordo Templi Orientis. What do you think about these esoteric groups, Mark? I mean, these guys definitely exist. I think, isn't Jason Osborne a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, like a 33rd degree Mason?
The guy
or something?
Who the studio's named after? Yeah, he's the highest level Mason, is what I've been told.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
What do you have to do to get that?
I don't know. It's the organization itself isn't secret. It's just got secrets about it.
It's so secretive.
Secretive. Yeah, I don't know.
I've done a little bit of looking into it because they have the Mason building here in Keene, the old Masonic building, and I've walked around in their little temple or whatever it's called.
Spot.
And it's creepy, man. I mean, that I remember going in there and there was like a skull in there with like a light inside it, and then when I came back in years later,
it wasn't actually a skull.
No, it was gone. The whole thing was gone. They'd moved everything out of there, so I wasn't able to take any pictures of it, unfortunately, because I had gone back in with the intention of seeing if that stuff was there and taking
pictures.
What
do I think? I think it's a service organization of people that, you know, want to have a club to do stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, for people that want that, it's there. For people that want something less than that, there's the Lions Club. Mm. I'm so unmoved. These people do so much for their community, and people going after the Masons. I don't know. I smell no smoke. I smell no smoke. Here's what I think they are. They're boring.
What about the Illuminati, though? I mean, so there's people who think the Illuminati are these control freaks who are trying to take over the world. And then on the other hand, there's the argument that the Illuminati, you know, they're just enlightened. I mean, they're the ones who...
The Illuminati doesn't exist any longer.
They have a Facebook page.
Whatever. Somebody put up a Facebook page.
They got good posts on the Illuminati Facebook page. There's some really good content.
There are people trying to take over the world. You don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Here's a little surprise for you. You don't know. Right? You don't know what they want or what they're about. Once you think you know what they're about, they've changed their plan. Some of the things that have been proffered out there as what the plans are of the global elite, whatever they might be, it doesn't sound accurate to me.
You know, we haven't heard from in a while. The gentleman from New York.
Frank.
Frank in New York. He claimed he was in the Illuminati. 855 453.
He's got the accent for it. He's going to try marrying one up.
855-450-3733. We continue with Hour 3 of Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll tell you about people's opinions about the political parties. And as you, well, you can probably guess it, but we'll give you some of the numbers and talk to you about whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.